from We New Englandville Studio. Good afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and also on the internet. You watch and listen to it on www.radiodemocracy.sl. May we bring this edition come to you today of Midday Show. Me Nasap to you, Kalon. All time inside Midday Show program, we get news, information, and entertainment. We're there for you inside this 1 hour program. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program Midday Show. You can be part of the program by way I will send you text message to the number 0779-81981. The program now Midday Show and it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We first issue the look at with the Gona Court. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara don't send one clique group member Lamin Sisi Gona the Mail Correctional Center for we police allege say a be chook one man na embark with Nef and kill him inside June 2015. Well, for more on the story, let we join with court reporter Matthew Kwate.
Magistrate for the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara, not been given Lamin Sisi, where people they call Ombak bail, and he don't send him go na the Mail Correctional Center. For where the police allege say he been kill one man, Saidu Kuruma, by way how he been chukam na him back with Nef, where they all been they watch one football match na Parade Field na Circular Road, na Freetown inside June 2015. Usai the deceased being unconscious after the accused been on chuk him back with Nef. And he been end up die later where they been they rush him go na the Connaught Hospital for medical treatment. This be where the accused Lamin Sisi be appearing at the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1 before Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara April 18 this year for answer to the offense of 2 counts charged them we get for do with conspiracy to commit murder and murder contrary to law. Now police prosecutor 549 Marisi say they prosecute this case in a court. As all this they be, Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara don't give order to the police prosecutor for this case, 549 Marie Sisse, for issue subpoena to the police investigator them for this murder case, when are the formal witness them for this case, for make them go come na the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1, for come testify na court before am on the next adjourned date for this murder case. This now because the factual prosecution witness them and the formal witness them way na the police witness them no grief for come na court for prosecute the accused Lamin Sisi where the police allege say been killed the deceased Saidu Kuruma. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara don't adjourn this murder case to April 26 this year. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Matthew Kwate, the report.
Well, that now report where Matthew Kwate put together, Usai Magistrate Abubakar Bine Kamara don't send one clear group member gonna the Mail Correctional Center because the police alleged say he be took and wound one man inside June 2015. The program now made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-81981. Now the number we for send you message to, but you know they talk about inside the program. And we dey look at another issue. As more discussion continue for the around the first and vice president Al-Haji Chief Samson Mana and in Kamwana the country and in diplomatic passport with Ntekna Anna Lunge, the Minister of Information and Communication, Mohammed Bangwa, inside this interview with Ahmed Sise don say na President Komano Mogeti power for gi or take diplomatic passport and people they earn. This another thing that will happen between first and vice president Samson Mana and President Koroma. It talk more to Ahmed Sise inside this interview.
First of all, Samson Mana not left the country in a controversial way. He left Naya through immigration, and from where he go, he come back, he there about in business. But one thing I can tell you for sure, as a government, the least of we concern are Samson Mana in return one. I say so for valid reason. The simple fact that the young man left the shore of Freetown as a very peaceful and healthy person, despite all of efforts we in don't make to present the government as an aggressive government against them, he failed. He came back We ready for comeback. He do the same thing again to present the government as a government who are aggressive towards them. He fail. Today, Nine Council, they move all around the country. They talk, give interviews. Nothing happen.
But we look at the saga for the passports, the diplomatic passports. Where be they tell you be they left. Even when come, the first thing we the immigration officer then do, now for collect a passport. And I, you want to see a peaceful way than they left the country?
I mean, let me tell you this. Some Sumana know very well for say, a diplomatic passport, now the sole discretion of the president as to whether they give him. He have for take him back. He knows that because he don't be a vice president for a long time. So for him, for begin make noise because then we drop back his diplomatic passports. We in no see the issuance of diplomatic passports. It be within the powers of the president. Ahmed, the president can look at you today and say, Ahmed, I give you a diplomatic passport. Tomorrow, he will say they take him back Nayan. And I think we don't forget as a nation that President Ernest Bai Koroma was the official leader of the opposition. He applied for diplomatic passports at that time. He was refused. The matter went to parliament. By then, APC in our opposition, the ala in parliament, the Speaker of the House was very clear on that. That's not a parliament issue. That's a president in decision. If you use some Sumana, then give you passports, then take her back in your hand. They go and cry, baby.
But in the look at the presidents and say we get other vice presidents and we still, and former ministers of government, we still hold on to that passport thing.
Again, I tell you, it's the right of the president. Vice President Solomon Ekuma Berewa, he gets them. Vice President Jude Dembi, they all get diplomatic passports. Yeah? Because they are elderly statesmen. In case of Sam Sumana, currently, he is a misbehaved former vice president. And if that is so, the president, not Dimam, fits for Giam a diplomatic passport. Case closed. That's what you all they argue about.
Right. So let me look at the issues them, you know. From Willite, although the Supreme Court be done in favor of the president on this particular matter, but which you feel say you na Minister of Information and they talk to the president na the issue, because we'll never forget them from some someone himself, we make the situation which is a issue.
Ahmed, I listen na 98.1 radio station trying to present himself as the victim. No, that is not so. President Ernest Bai Koroma is the victim instead of Sam Sumana. Without going in details, this young man was number two to President Koroma. He was brought into the party. The president catapults this man to that envious position. The time when the brain came, he was such a popular man. As now rightly tried for open up today with him, he lost in parliamentary seat 2007. APC lost to SLPP 2007. Fast tracker, 2012. Sam Sumana was not going to be the vice president, vice presidential candidate for APC. 99.99% of the party say no, this will not want to again. It was the president single-handedly on his own will look at this young man and say, I take full responsibility. As against the wish of the party, he be vice president. The president stand with him during the timber gates, where everybody, now the party, international community, say this man should not continue being a vice president. Therefore, impeach him. I was on my own radio when I was leader of UDM on this same issue. The president said, no, I will carry him. Not until he starts to undermine the activities of the president. Not what you know as Minister of Information. Now what you know then as the leader of UDM and upper chairman. I have personally intervened on one crucial point where Sam Sumana say they refuse a medical for go medical. He called me and go to his house. We sit down, we talk. In body be look pale. He said the president no grief for let go for medical. I went to State House. I bulldozed my way to see president. I sit down with president. I say, pa, this man no well. President say, Mohammed, the time where we were at the height of Ebola, where people already die, Sam Sumana writes for say he won't go for medical. And it's not only also about the Ebola. This same man, we don't go for medical at the expense of the states, only for let they go old meeting them for succeed President Koroma as president. There were videos to the effect. I prevail on the president then. He said, all right, let him write. I come back to Sam Sumana, I say, right. He wrote to Secretary of President. They approve him. For go medical. But the government say we know they foot the bill this time. What's Sam Sumana do next? Now for to go to the newspaper and go write, say, they refuse our medical treatment. I go to the journalist, the editor, the post they read me now. I pull a letter, a copy of the letter, the approval wouldn't get. It not even stop there. When the president they go for a regular checkup for medical, this young man celebrated on the phone with his people in Kano. after the president gets a sore throat, Aidi can die. My brother, these are the things that I know more than what I'll tell you so now. If you are the number two man, they bring this thing because he presented himself today, he's a victim.
So why now then things here, they come up after we this tussle on the over 1 year or more now?
And they bring this thing up because Sam Sumana today presented himself as a victim. That he don't do nothing. Let people are sorry for her. And they bring this for let people know, see, it was in fact the reverse. President Ernest Bai Koroma was the victim. A man who stand against the wishes of his party, bring you can 2007, he bring you can back, he survived an impeachment, he's also survived 2012. Let the people understand the length at which President Koroma accommodates.
So President Koroma not be one term for the talk about in succession, for the talk say you want for succeed President Koroma?
There's a way you do things in life. We not go undermine your boss. I can tell you with authority that throughout Mr. Sam Sumana in this as vice president was to plot and think how he would take over President Koroma's presidency. And when he gets a number two, where they behave that way, you don't even afraid for she don't eat with that number today. Amen. That's just a reality. But that is behind us now. I say this because I play a role between Sam Sumana and President Koroma when I was leader of APA.
He say in the calm and can be active in the political scene of the country. That means say owners, government, and the political party within power get for the face arm, get for the CMOT activity. How much owner ready for GAM the space for laying up with?
The APC party. The least of we thinking as Sam Sumana. I say so. The tell them put Sam Sumana as vice president. He neighbor themselves not come out. He's surrounding. I'm talking about the houses around where they around them. Not to in streets so who come out. The houses around him. Nobody not grab for sympathize with him. Talk less about his district, not to talk about the country. So in coming down to lead a political party or whatever, we are not even counting on it. Because we know, see, he is not going to shake us, not going to take us anywhere. Bear in mind, this issue of Sam Sumana security, not to see the begin, when he was a sitting vice president, he go lie to the international community, ask for asylum, that in life they are at stake. I will not call the embassy, but you know, the embassy find out, and no see, Sam Sumana waka na from his house within 2 foot. 2 foot now waka out. Take Canada this embassy for ask for asylum. They find out say, nothing wrong with her. Then tell him, but go back to his house, nothing wrong with you. He waka back within 2 foot. Take go to his house, nothing happen with her. Then he go back to Ghana. He writes back a letter to President Koroma for in life, for men and gang security. The same way, trying to get attention. What you do we? What will we do you as a government? Wait for free fear for your life. From where Sam Sumana can Ahmed. Now, in this way, in peaceful one. Nobody no cause him. Nobody no stone him. Not to that him. It is just a deliberate attempt for smear the repetition of our government and trying to capitalize on a vulnerable society. Now, that make a go for dig a little bit as to what happened between Sam Sumana and the party where he tried for make himself a victim. But I'll tell you for sure, President Koroma was the victim.
So, other vice presidents, and even the late former president, we get some certain facilities them, like motor car, you know, some personnel them, and other things them. Apart from the passports, you go benefit from the other things, and
they? That is a stage issue. But as far as me know, as a minister of information, Sam Sumana is a misbehaved former vice president. And he still continue to misbehave. He still continue to blackmail this government, this country, to the international community, and shut a person. To my own candid opinion, he no deserve the luxury way if he deserve as a former elderly statesman. Because the word itself, elderly statesman, he get for do with your behavior, your comportment, and your commitment to the country. He has breached all of them. All of them.
Because he come back for going to active politics?
Before he came into active politics, ask her enjoy the benefits today. You don't see this alone on a Trump, they all long come out. Day in, day out, they blast government. The opposition, day in, day out, they blast government. Tell me, Ahmed, who's the government, the APC government, take issues with them? No, we are a democratic. We believe, Ahmed, we are going to go into this election, not because we are APC, not because President Koroma is the leader and chairman of the APC. Now, because we don't pull this country 9 years ago to a situation where people be the shame for being natural unions. We are going to face the election based on our track record. Not because we are APC at all.
Well, in name na Mohammed Bangura, the Minister of Information and Communication, may they talk to Ahmed Cisse insider interview day, but seeker on the Alhaji first and vice president Alhaji Chief Sam Sumana in case we come na the country and usai then we take the diplomatic passport na in and able explain about that and other issue them waiting me up in between President Koroma and the first and vice president. The program is still listening to Nami the show. And it come to a live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-81-981 and the number we for send your message to. But you know they talk about inside the program. As a draft document of the Constitutional Review Committee, they now na cabinet where they wait for me cabinet pull a white paper na do. When a document we go tell people waiting then at the final report of the review constitution, the coordinator for access to justice, na Center for Accountability and Rule of Law, Moses Massa don't say, government for push for a referendum sorted after the 2018 election because it says Salon people no know waiting day na the final report and government is said on delay for pull a white paper. Moses Massa talk more about this to Mange Masari, also a begin for explain about the process.
We hold a community engagement meeting on the CRC report because you know say with the constituency people them. You know say if we don't get 21 constituencies, so that they'll invite people them from every constituency for come at this meeting, we can discuss to them about the CRC report, for let them understand what's in the inside and what who feels say for happen.
So now what's have been discussed specifically?
Basically the key provisions them of the CRC waiting at the report, and then we try to look at the challenges that we do now in terms of the registration, you know, and how that will affect the referendum. So after all, we don't talk to people, and for let people understand, say, we need to forget the referendum after the elections, not before the elections.
So why if you to say people need to forget the referendum after the election, not before election?
Of course, you look at the challenges that we do. You know, from where this CRC report was submitted, I tell you now, people in the area number, but people don't actually know what's inside this report. So as civil society, during the CRC process, the consultations and the validation, we may engage the people them. So when the report don't come on now, we look and say, no, let me pull them back, need to understand about the report. And what we'll do soon at Freetown, we'll do again na the south, na Bo, we'll do also na the east, na Kenema, and we'll do also in the north, na McKinney. So now right across the country.
So you make a particular reference to the registration process. So how do the registration process really get for affect the referendum?
Now, we don't say for due registration. The registration in itself get challenges because not everybody get for register. You understand? And this referendum is very important. You cannot just leave out many people there because no register. They say get for get a voice. You understand? So when we get for done with this registration, when they get for count with this verification of voters, then when government will develop the white paper, we don't even know when the white paper development don't begin. What are the issues that we decide the white paper? Because only for agree first. So what's inside the white paper? Now waiting the committee recommend, now waiting at the report. We're not seeing it. So not until we start for C, we begin get disagreement and agreement, then you cannot hold referendum now. Because people need to understand what's in the inside the force. Because we're from the white paper now, before that bill will be taken to parliament.
So what's now some of the recommendations that we have been far as far as this process been concerned?
You know, said they count four new chapters. You understand? Eh? But some of the key ones, they talk about the executive. Yeah, say president going forward for pay tax. We're going to present the pay tax. And you know, for loss, they never pull you if you're not president or vice president because they don't get become a political party for still maintain. The chief justice for be appointed now by the Justice and Legal Service Commission, not by the president. You understand? Then you define out say, possibly born naya as alone. Whether you prepare now with man or black man, as long as you born as alone, you should be a citizen. These are some of the key things the way they that are recommendation made.
You don't talk about all the things there. Another thing we've been caught up now the challenges. So what are some of the things challenges there we will be outlined?
Now, as I mentioned, now see you don't can delimit. They don't make new constituency then. Now I mean one before now 112 we may get. Then you can't add. You understand? And areas therefore be affected. So areas that we may day inside one constituency in the new map now, therefore be pushed outside. You understand? You get for getting challenges then. People therefore understand this is them. Yes, so man get for vote. You understand? But now, not everybody, not even registered. We get boku activities ongoing. And now I people who don't they see now, people who don't begin to discuss and debate and educate people for understanding, hey, these are the issues that were really important to me and you. Why not they? We're just for first force or register. That will never be done. Even look at Freetown. We get less than 400 registration centers. And the 16, closing dates. I'll tell you, but put people and not going to be registered. Integrity. Let us wait after the elections. Elections are important parts of the referendum now. But you know, I can't force people and say, oh, let us vote. If we vote, then what? The referendum will not take effect until after the general elections. So why can't you wait?
Well, from that issue then now, we will look at another one as we're going to the Sierra Leone Police. The deputy head of media at the Sierra Leone Police, Inspector Michael Kelly Dumbia, don't confirm, say, during the Easter holiday, police arrest about 24 people within catch with NEF and be involved in violence and different partner Freetown. Inspector Michael Kelly Dumbia, now the deputy head of media at the Sierra Leone Police, he talked more about this to Theodore Arena inside this interview.
The security aspects during the holiday, watertight, as usual. You go agree with me, say, before this time or previous years, we don't police the community peacefully when it comes to holidays.
During the holiday, we hear about plenty problem we happen in central and same way, so the eastern part of Freetown.
Yes, you are correct. It's a Monday party during these festivities. We get this masqueraders where they always come out with max devils where for observe their culture, you know. So the police may approve certain devils or masked devils per se we may take to the streets of Freetown. And I go asking for say we may actually feel say the processions for be very very peaceful because it only happened before. Where they can conduct themselves peacefully. And we're not oblivious of that for say they can always conduct their activities peacefully. But unfortunately, yesterday, that few misguided elements take to the streets and cause some havoc to peaceful citizens. But we're thankful that because of the swift intervention of the police for the central part of Freetown, because of the timely intervention, actually eliminate the activities of some miscreants, of some hooligans, because this is very unfortunate that peaceful citizens were disturbed by few hooligans, by few miscreants, by few misguided boys, you know. So I mean, really, really sadden the police because we are aware of the fact that we do in good faith say there is an understanding between the police and the masqueraders. They get a union, what they call the Union of Odilism. So, in such a situation, we want to say the Union of Odilays in the Memorandum of Understanding go get for squarely take responsibility of the activities of masqueraders.
Police be make arrest during the masquerade.
Yes, of course. We effect arrest.
How much people answer?
We effect arrest will lead to 24 people in custody. For Central Division, we get 18 people in custody. And Eastern Police, we get 6 within custody.
Okay, now go charge them people also for go court.
I mean, when we also subject them to investigation, I'm pretty sure say that we will definitely charge them for go court because of the simple fact that these are absolute offenses. You know, when you riot, you disorder in a public domain, you know, we don't get no any rights for them. Then the law they found out and very seriously.
Okay.
So very obviously they will be charged to court.
Okay, the police been fending people there so with any weapon during this time so where they dance the masquerade?
Yes, of course. The police arrest a good number of them with breaking implements. So we also go for charge them for unlawful possession of breaking implements as well as the riotous conduct, the disorderly behavior, etc., which are public order offenses.
Okay, what are the implements there?
Well, we arrest some of them, may possess them, penef them. Some of them possess machetes. Some of them get scissors.
Okay, this is not the first time we didn't kind of see so they happen. As independence holiday they come, what are some of the plans where the Sierra Leone police don't put in place for make such kind of thing not happen again?
Well, we don't the police holidays peacefully before, and we'll continue for police holidays peacefully, except for these isolated cases and where I just outlined. But we really get plans for ensure say the independence holiday will be very, very peaceful. People will go about their business, without any attention of the miscreants, the hooligans, you know, the youth we can get ulterior motive. We hope and pray say we go effectively and professionally police the populace. More so we get we additional strength, that is to say we recruit on training then on the ground for augment with personnel strength And also, you know, we get with intelligence personnel that we also do on the ground. So we assure the general public say the independence will be conducted peacefully in all the areas in the Free Town as well as the provinces because of the strategies that we don't put in place. And we just ask and also solicit the cooperation of the general public for letting us feed with information, any relevant information will lead to the arrest or identification of criminals or them bad bobo they will get bad intentions.
Well, that na Inspector Michael Kelly Dumbia, the deputy head of media na the Salon Police, be talk to Theodore Arena inside that interview. They also say during the Easter holiday, then be arrested with 24 people them waiting cage with NEF and be involved palm violence na Free Town. You still listen to me the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Na the number we for send you text message to and be part of the program. Well, from the Salon Police, will they take another issue? Over the year, some people and organization them don't raise concern but the different violence away women and girl picking they face across the country. And one panel region here na the southern region, also some civil society in Abose, then concern about the plenty violence the way women and girl picking they face in the region. Anthony Blake, now the chairman of the District Human Rights Committee, he say one way for tap the plenty violence where women and girls picking the face in the region, that way civil society, family support unit, and other stakeholders them work together. He talk more about this to Mohammed Sharif.
We're highly concerned about it. We feel passionate about them. We're concerned especially when them matters and they car up because
it's matter them.
The matter of rape, especially in the matter of rape. You find out the incidences of them armed robbery, most of the times they result in rape of women where then they attack them and then host them, when a very big concern.
As much as una aware about this, what una they do as Human Rights Committee in the district?
They raise an alarm, with they hook up with the security forces, always they try for make sure say, waiting this because the police now they're responsible for the overall security of man, people in the society. So when once that's not happen, they don't raise an alarm about time, they follow up the matter for see whether the police, how then they handle the matter in case they will find out the culprits then. Will they make sure that they will follow the matter to the level where we know say yes, justice is being done. It's like people then just they feel say the moment we they intervene at the mall, then they try for continue with the acts. But nevertheless, we not lose hope. We they still they go out they monitor them violations where they happen to, especially the woman then with specific reference to the girl child in the community and indeed in the district.
How una they monitor woman them where then they violate then rights them now us, especially man them where they refuse for take care of the woman them belly or take care of them picking them where they don't born where they can take the matter go police.
Basically we can follow up on them matters then because we na monitoring role they play and see to it that whenever them violations they occur, especially against women then at their home where they resort to then economic violence, man then they refuse or take responsibility of their home and then even in the one then when they abuse and violate their woman the way they give them belle. The moment the issue reach now our office, once it gets to our office at the district office and the Human Rights Committee, can refer the matters in there to FSU. FSU can take up and then we follow up on the issue. If anything happen, one, we can always tell them say the very first attempt now for make a way of resettlement negotiation can come in for make them realize say yes, then get a responsibility for carry on.
Why you think say the violation of both districts still they continue against women then?
Well, impunity now one and several other issues then we can come in. Me and a living witness, we follow up on series of violations, especially against them girl picking them. Mostly a compromise can take place. Whenever then they occur, you can see say, because of the poor background of the women, the girl picking them in particular, the perpetrator can end up going to negotiate behind the back. And even if when you then carry the matter going to court, you can finally say the complainant, they know they go because of compromise.
In any way, the committee don't find out say domestic violence against women, that in way they in an increase?
Of course, it in an increase. Every day there is domestic violence perpetrated by the man them against the woman them. Then the cultural aspect and the thing that we very, very much, they play a role. Because over the years, by culture, they say woman, then people then wait there for dinner, they back, then they too much, they free, they man them, the husband them. So then they suffer in silence. So all them things, they come into play. For men, they really come out and stand for their right. Most times, they can always compromise.
Neglect against woman then. And neglect against picking them, we man them, they do not the district. We, according to you, it is in an increase. What do you think say could be the way forward if only this for tap not the district or for reduce?
I think now a whole collaborative effort will for mount with the civil society and other stakeholders, the police, the FSU, and the courts. The courts, wherever denting and either occur, if they're able to stand for see that justice is done, whoever they found one thing, then charge them appropriately and suffer, then go through that kind of penalty day. If examples are set 1, 2, 3, I think say it will be better. But otherwise, if only we're able to identify them causes, then they will see the perpetrator, the victim, we carry them go up to as far as FSU, then go social welfare. When the matter go to court, it go it gets stalled.
How the judiciary system turn like Nabo?
Well, with support from UNDP, we'll be on the monitor the matters in the court, from the magistrate court, the local court, on to the high court, relating to gender-based violence. And when once the judge will you know, say yes, people then they will monitor the case and they can
domestic
see
violence, cases were related to domestic violence. Waiting on a fan out. Is it that a case them where they pass quick na court or you know they pass quick na court?
And not they pass quick na court. With except with the kind way they don't come bring can now say they establish two magistrate courts in the districts, especially in both town. You can find out say most times the burden of passing judgment in all rest on one magistrate in shoulder. But before this time it's very difficult because even if we look at the state council, in one grain they cover the south and east. So most of them cases and they it can delay na in table for making profile appropriate charges for men and go na court. So the delay na as a result of the bureaucracy we involve at the judicial level.
Well, that na Anthony Blake, the chairman for Bo District Human Rights Committee, be the talk to Mohammed Sharif inside that interview day. Also, he say as we for tap the plenty violence we Uma and Gal picking in the face, civil society, family support unit, and other stakeholders them for work together. Well, the program we listen to na made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Now the number we for send you text message to and be part of the program. Now na time follow listen to music.
My country people. The small things, so forget about the big things, so say me could talk about the small things, so situation. The back here the smart things, so I forget about the big things, so say me go talk about the smart things, so
you don't enjoy that music. The inside the program we take no do for we my country people. The program that made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can send a text message to the number 0779-81981 and you'd also listen we on we Facebook page on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Well, now na tempo let we listen to Well Body Corner.
This now Well Body Corner. When they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Inside the Well Body Corner today, we go talk about the simple home remedy where you go use for get rid of sand. Dry season, na time where plenty people can face problem. By way how they can sweat bad one from the hand and foot. Where you they sweat good, but the pasmak one bad as people not go to go near you. This make Well Body people advise say, for avoid them kind tinia, now for the do them tinia so. Go they mix baking soda inside one water and put your foot or hand for 20 to 30 minutes before you pull them. Go they apply rose water na your palm of foot with cotton swab as it gets cool impact na your skin. Dip your sweat hand or foot na cold water for 15 to 20 minutes every day as you go help relieve you from sweat problem. Go they apply sandalwood paste and also go they apply cider vinegar na you hand or foot for keep the skin tight and helpless in sweat as that's good for your well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner with me, Princess Spears.
Well, plenty thank you to Princess Spears for that Well Body Corner day. The program made this show still continue and we they look at another issue. Tax na the couple with government and local council they use for development. We make the district officer for Kailaun district, Gadi Okabadon, say one big challenge where the district they face now that people in the district not agree for pay tax. Gadi Okabadon, the district officer in Kailaun district, he talk more inside his interview to Mange Mansaye.
Tax over the years is very poor. People not ready for comply to the payment of local tax. You know, all over the world, people don't want for pay tax. When they come for pay tax, people always they try for invade tax. You know, for the whole year, then the tax them for pay 5,000 leones. When once you don't reach 18 years and above, the payment of local tax, now then part there, hardship, complaints, they're not going for pay here and there, which is why we did it. I wanted for enforce them. Because if you not pay local tax, the law then they make them very clear. You need to pay 3 times of that money then if you then go to you in a local court. But tax, now this part of the country, I will tell you, see, very poor, but we don't put on tanga one behind them. But make sure, see, this year we get very handsome collection.
When I fix to say, I don't do sensitization for tell the people why they for pay tax, what not the use of tax, what thing they do the tax, and I don't ever like do sensitization for many people. No,
this is not the way they know for ages. They use for the local tax. How then get for divide them at the end of the day? Waiting they go to the district council as precept when they go use for development? Then no. But again, we still know the time. We continue for sensitize them, which is why in any forum we meet up like their nature there, we always make sure see we tell them the use of the local tax. Then that money then they pay. Waiting then they pay for because what you want to know what make it they pay 5,000 or why for pay money? Waiting then they do the money. How then go divide that money they? Waiting then as chief then go get. Waiting council go get. Then waiting go go on to chiefdom administration.
How then can you shape the local tax?
The local tax, 5,000 we dey pay, you get 400 leons there, I will tell you. We go to section chief, we refer to them as rebate. We in Indian can give them. The more book you sell, the more rebates you get. They get 20% they will go back to the district council as precept we they can use for development. The other one, the rest of them, they go on and achieve them administration and for develop the chief.
One thing we don't come up plenty now that the local council and local administration, they can get chamot for tax. So, what in they actually happen at your district?
It's not strange. They're all over the place. Any outside revenue day, misunderstanding always the maybe this, they accuse this of this, this, they accuse this. But with the help of Fumble Talk, we don't get a meeting where we don't unanimously agree on how they for going to shares between chiefdom administration and the local council. Local council na the body we responsible for champion development programs in. Now the district, the chiefdom administration self did it. We think it normally happen at that. When they send their local tax, then they get percentage and support for get to the council, which I refer to, which we refer to as precept. Equally again, we get other revenues them apart from local tax. We like evacuation fee, then small thing them, small money, small house rates, then small money then Then percentage and they for go into percentage again between the council and the chiefdom administration. But over the years, one they accuse incumbency. You not get time, they say you not get your own, so that draw they been there. But I please for make you know today say now. Here in Akailaun, the chief and the chiefdom and the local council, we all long get one word and the whole long ready for fulfilling your obligations. Chief then ready for do them payment, the council themselves ready for do their own payment. So I think we're in the right direction.
With this fetch, but who that can they are the center for collector?
The local council now then they collect like and they collect other revenues. But that again if we do in collaboration with the chiefdom administration. If you ask that question there, they all supposed for be champion of farm for make sure they get a handsome collection. The chiefdom administration as well as the local council. In partnership then for Duan for make sure they get collection. If they do local tax, the council get rule for play. If they do other revenues then, the chiefdom administration self gets rule for play. So that's where they all they do unanimously so that they for come up and find one. Well, assessments they in progress as I talk to you now. Assessments basically now we you go try for know the number of people every day now. Each and every chiefdom, the final assessment. Can a chiefdom A, then call the quarterhead, call the town chief, tell we how many people in this town, and the assessment. Then put and down all, then write them down. Then, you know, see, the people that we in this town are 20 people in. So for expect 20 taxpayer them, for expect that money for the. Then that book then they take supply gi that particular chief, that section the or that town the. So assessment the underway. When they don't do the assessment, they can do assessment first. After they don't complete the assessment process, then the local tax then come in now. Because if you go assess first for how many number of people in there, because that kind of book you go gam. You don't see that 10 people in there, you take 10 book, you gam. You don't see that 2 as the case may be. You take that kind of amount of.
So when I cannot do the assessment, when I cannot make an estimate, say, okay, now this 9 for pay, now social taxpayers we get according to the assessment, when I can hit the threshold.
At the end of the day, when then they assess them, when time reach for come, pay the money, get so many defaulters. Most people in the evade tax and they agree for pay. Some you see some people in the day get 4 or 5 picking with the all on all 18 and above. But when time reach for pay, if now that thing can't, if now can't do all that, do not today, they will pull it all. But when once you can't for can pay tax, then go tell you see now one picking above. Just because you know for pay that 20, 30, or 40,000.
Well, that's the voice of the district officer for Kailaun District, Gadi Ukababi. They talk to Mange Mansare inside that interview. They also say one big challenge with the district they face now where people not agree for paying tax. Me, they show on the program where you listen to and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 and the number we for send you text message to. But in the world, they talk about inside the program this afternoon. The Assistant Director of Special Needs at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Stephen Ali Kourosa, don't call on all tertiary institutions for allow students where they live with disability for go through the registration process because he say the Disability Act of 2000 make provision for make disabled people get free access to tertiary education. He make this call after we plenty concern them. After we disabled students, they make plenty concern outside and say some college and university can unblock them not for go through the registration process because of college fee. Well, for more on this story, let me listen to Wani Gauja.
The Disability Act 2011 Section 14 Subsection 1 say all persons with disability forget access to free education at all government institution them. And SEF get access to all facility where the institution gets. But this according to students them na Fobe College don raise concerns say authority them na college don begin drape them na class because they no pay college fees.
Me where they talk so na a victim of that particular day they even drape me out of the class. I try for explain myself, the lady no even show any concern. They say I need for go to the ministry and get me letter. So they administration university administration the stress on the letter. Now the letter they need from the ministry so that they will act allowed we for make we do with registration.
We when are new students there, we not going to matriculate if we not register it. All them things, and if we not able for register it, the administration, if they are able out, then get rights because we not register it to the college. So all this things, this way there, it will affect you. But if the Ministry of Education can able write something to admin, all the administration see reasons and permit you for make you register. When you don't register, now that same day, we will be able to go ahead with other things there.
This make them disabled students here be call on authority them na the Ministry of Education for fast track the process for make them go able for register na college before exams they start.
We they appeal to the ministry and the government as whole, at least for make them intervene, make them try, at least make them print some letters there for we for make we do we registration easily because exam don't they na the corner now, we they begin sit judicial and without the registration you no go able to sit the exam.
We they beg the minister to make him help for make we try for register. At least before this week they don't make we able register so that at least we go able for participate well, we go focus.
This make Credo Democracy be take this concern to the commission and the commission for persons with disability. When are they responsible for the welfare for disabled people in the country, Ferry Kamara? We say not for the first time this way for Bay College they drive disabled people in na college for school fee.
Situation we know they happen back and forth for the past 3 years or so. In fact, the first time way we get this kind incident from Frabe College na 2014. Then 2015 again we get something like that, and we be hope say by now this matter for don resolve with Frabe College, and that is the fact that any student with a disability where any tertiary institution accept, as long as that student they don't get admission, they don't accept an at the institution, government of Sierra Leone go give them a grant, then go get automatic grant. But another say it fair for lead and deprive students with disabilities for attend classes or for matriculate for that matter. No, that no fair.
Ferry Kamara the same way so call on authority them na Fobe College for allow the students them for register and matriculate so say the Ministry of Education done with the process.
The institution get for inform the Ministry of Education that they get this number of students with disabilities, you know, and send the list, you know, the students and names and the year of admission, all that sort of thing. But that no mean say if the students institution not don't send information day to Ministry of Education, that no mean say the institution for deprived them students day of their rights for matriculation or attend classes. No. Therefore, allow them for attend classes and for matriculate while the process they in progress for Ministry of Education for confirm then scholarship. Now that it happened at all other tertiary institutions. Now only Frabe College, unfortunately, we don't get this problem with. Now that make we me and the executive secretary assign the program manager for go up with a letter we will send for address that.
And according to the assistant director, special needs Ministry of Education, Stephen Aliko Sase,
the forms are now with the director, and I'm sure he must have sent them to the minister. So we are waiting on the minister to release the results of this IGA, you know, granting aid scholarships. But that the colleges, we will appeal to the colleges to be patient with them. If you don't give handicapped students granting, acceptance letter, we now, as long as he bring an, and you don't tell when I say, you don't bring an kind of, be sure say we will give. So we are letting them be patient with them. Let them allow them to register, you know. And more importantly, also, we get a Disability Act with a pass, Persons with Disability Act in 2011. I will give you one for the Ikego. So they will read another. They talk about education for the handicapped at tertiary level. Once they don't get acceptance, the Ministry of Education is mandated to give them another procedure on that. So it can involve time. So we are letting the authorities and the colleges, tertiary institutions, then bear with we. The result will come out. If result come out where a particular student when we handicap, then give granting, then give acceptance letter. It don't inform them. Then they don't allow them for register. Result come out, in name not the day. Let them query we. So the act self don't say they not for pay. And I been on they take the owners for send the act to the registrars them, Jalai University, IPAM, I think for a big college, even the students themselves, and they give them copies. They are not showing education authorities, the university authorities. Let them know, say, now the situation, this let them not go and bug una. But una handicap already, then they go pressurize una again. Most of una una come on a poor background, they don't go able to understand. We ministry will go lie, we not go lie.
As then disabled students here, they wait for get response from Furabe College authority them. From the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Wani Gauja the report.
Well, Nawani Gauja, the end that report day, Usai, the Assistant Director of Special Needs at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Stephen Aliko, so don't call on all tertiary institutions them for allow students them where they live with disability for go through the registration process because it say disable them according to the Disability Act of 2000. Make provision for that. You still listen to me this show where they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 at the normal way for send your text message to. Well, now with the go, now we update.
Sport good day update. And welcome to Sports Update Community Democracy. Inside Sports Update today, Bournemouth midfielder Jack Wilshere will get injury during the game Saturday 15 April against Tottenham. Result don't prove say Wilshere will be out for the rest of the season because of him football broke during the game. Glenn Johnson don't sign 1 year contract with Stoke City as in deal for expire this summer. According to report, Paris Saint-Germain don't set for make official bid for Arsenal star winner Alexis Sanchez. Birmingham City don't appoint Harry Redknapp as the new manager where will replace Gianfranco Zola where don't resign from the position. Chelsea don't confirm say Captain John Terry could leave the club by the end of the summer season. We make John Terry will be done join Chelsea from 1998 and don't play 713 game them for the club. Say he go always loyal to the Blues and he desperate for end in final season as Chelsea player. Real Madrid get interest over Chelsea playmaker Eden Hazard and go want for sign him during the summer transfer. Chelsea still atop the Premier League table with 75 points. Tottenham Hotspur day number 2 at the table with 71 points. Number 3 at the table now Liverpool with 66 points. And Manchester City day number 4 at the table with 64 points. Well, now all is to get to the Inside Sports Update with me, David Van Boy.
Plenty thank you to David Van Boy for that sports update today. You still need to listen to me the show. And now I'll go inside the 077-981-981 inbox and take some of our message them. This first one I go read on the tax say hey, Saloman 5,000 na in the not they pay. Then for no say country they will admire. Na the tax where they pay na it make them country then they develop. Ami do na in the send that message day. This other one say I still not believe for say people need agree for pay 5,000. You still need to listen to me this show and I continue for read on a message them. This one on the issue of woman and girl picking where they face problems say the issue about women and girls going through violence is an issue don't take long time and all stakeholders for come on board so that solution will come to the problem where women and girls picking them down the face. This one on the disability story say, oh, Salon, the one in safe way not disabled they get problem. Before I say the one they were disabled, more need to be done in this country. I shall not in the send that message day. This other one is so painful for already disabled that they raise their concern. How painful it is so you don't go through college and for like register, they no allow that. Papa government, please look inside the disabled and concern. That person they not send a name. This other message say people for learn and make them habit for say tax payment is an obligation if we let the country develop. This other one, they say, disabled concern should be concern for all. Dear authority will concern, let them listen to them disabled and they want land book and they want empower themselves. Well, now with that last message day, I go end the program for today, midday show. Plenty thank you to the production team and to the producer, Khadija Bangoa, and also to Otis Parkinson. We don't see them in the behind the machine. We don't get technical support for ladies program. Richuna, me, we don't want to present for midday show today. April 19, Mina Sabtu Kalonda say, stay tuned to this fine frequency, Radio Democracy 98.1 FM for more accurate information, entertainment, and all it in the way for yearly we get for do body country in development. So till that end day, me they say tata.